Hi, Tim Roy on Warriors.com. We continue to mock the 2020 NBA draft here at Warriors Sound as well. You can also check us out at SoundCloud.com/Warriors for all the Warriors audio interviews and this mock draft. Now, we're up to number 13 in our lottery. Let's run down quickly who was selected where. Minnesota took Anthony Edwards out of Georgia, the swingman with the overall number one pick. And then James Wiseman, the big center out of Memphis, went to the Warriors. Charlotte, picking third, took the rebounder from USC, Onyeka Okongwu. And then LaMelo Ball dropped to Chicago at number four. Many feel Ball is the most talented player in the draft. He did struggle a little bit with his shot in Australia. Obi Toppin out of Dayton goes to Cleveland. Obi Toppin, a power forward, giving the Cavaliers more frontline help in case they lose Tristan Thompson. Meanwhile, Atlanta took Killian Hayes out of France, a big point guard to play alongside Trae Young. And Detroit took Patrick Williams of Florida State, a small forward who can play multiple positions. New York went with Isaac Okoro out of Auburn with the number 8 pick. Washington went with Tyrese Haliburton, a point guard from Iowa State. Phoenix, another guard, Kyra Lewis Jr. out of Alabama. And then with the number 11 selection, San Antonio took Sadiq Bey of Villanova. And we know that Villanova players come ready-made for the NBA. Sacramento took Devin Vassell, a guard out of Florida State, 6'5", 180 pounds. That gets us to number 13, and a team making a lot of noise these days in the NBA. The New Orleans Pelicans are on the clock. And to help us with that, Will Guillory, who covers the Pelicans in the NBA for The Athletic. Make sure you go to The Athletic and check out his prose. Was writing a lot about the draft. And Will, here are the Pelicans coming into this year. They've got a boatload of talent. And now they allegedly make another deal. So David Griffin is not wasting any time putting his stamp on that franchise.
Oh, for sure. I think he took over a situation that was, you know, pretty shaky coming to New Orleans with Anthony Davis pushing his way out. And I think people kind of saw Drew Holiday's days were numbered with his contract coming to an end. So it'd be able to turn those two guys into all the assets he's been able to acquire with Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Eric Bledsoe, and then six future first round picks. I mean, that's a huge haul when you also consider they've also got this guy named Zion Williamson chilling down there. So I think you look at the young guys on this roster and the picks they have in the future, I think the future is very bright down here in New Orleans, and they have a lot of flexibility to make some different moves to build around, you know, the two big pieces here in Zion and Brandon Ingram.
We should say that multiple sources are reporting the deal between New Orleans and Milwaukee. It's not confirmed. It's not officially announced yet. But according to the sources, including many partners of the NBA, Drew Holiday ends up in Milwaukee. And coming back, Eric Bledsoe, George Hill, and three first-round picks, some swapping of picks. At this point, Will, why were they looking to move Holiday? Was it his age and his contract situation?
I think part of it was, I think there was an understanding between Drew and the Pelicans that, you know, he's at the stage of his career, he's 30 years old, where I think he's ready to compete, you know, for a championship. And I think Milwaukee puts him in a great position to do that. And, you know, the Pelicans were kind of had their backs against the wall because Holiday can enter free agency next summer if he declines his player option. So I think there was an understanding there that, you know, it was probably just time for them to move on, and they needed to cash in on that asset as best as they could. And I think getting what they did out of that deal, I think you have to feel great if you're the Pelicans, because I mean, as great as Drew Holiday is, I mean, they got the type of deal that, you know, you'd expect for a multi-time all-star, all-NBA level player. And I think Drew's great. And I think Drew's one of the best two-way players in the league. But to get, you know, two solid backcourt players and Eric Bledsoe and George Hill and three first-round picks and two more pick swaps in the future, I mean, you got to feel great if you're the Pelicans, just because everything you got in that war chest now, you got the opportunity to add more young players in the future, or you could package a bunch of those picks and try to go get a third star to attach to Zion and B.I. if you want to take that route.
Now, with the roster the way it is, do you expect some more movement before we throw the ball up for real around Christmas time?
Yeah, I think they're going to remain aggressive. I mean, they're going into the draft with two first-round picks and I think one more second-round pick. So I think there's a chance to try to maybe package some of those picks and move up, try to go get one of these guys in the top 10. Or maybe we could even see a guy like George Hill or Eric Bledsoe on the move. That wouldn't surprise me. I think that deal would have to come later on because of trade restrictions. But yeah, I think the conversations are going to be ongoing. And I think the fortunate thing for them is this roster is still so young, and there's still so much to be done as far as building this team. So they don't have to feel too attached to really any of these guys, because obviously they're foundational pieces. So I think we're going to continue to hear conversations going on. And I think that David Griffin is going to do whatever he can to make this team better, not only for this year, but going into the future.
You know, it's because really that's what we need. We need another really good team in the Western Conference. Really, you know, that's what.
There's never enough, man. It's just going to be a to a point where it's just all 15 teams trying to get into the playoffs. We're going to have that one of these years for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's look at if you look at the roster now, and they're looking at draft day, and say they goes, you know, the draft is going, and what are their needs? I guess is what I'm trying to get to, and as they would look at as David Griffin and their, you know, roster, what would they look to add in this draft?
Yeah, I think, you know, depending on the situation with Eric Bledsoe and George Hill, there could be a hole there in the backcourt as far as somebody who can create off the dribble. But I think if we're assuming that those guys stay in New Orleans, I think the first one I would say is getting some size on the perimeter. I think games that I kind of have circled in my head from last year, the L.A. Lakers and the L.A. Clippers. Whenever the Pelicans played against those teams, we saw guys like Jrue Holiday, Josh Hart defending these big wings like LeBron and Kawhi Leonard. And as capable as those guys are, I think they lack the size needed to compete against those elite wings you see night in and night out in the West. And I think if you want to compete at a high level in the Western Conference, you got to have somebody who can defend those guys, who can take that beating in the post, who can, you know, switch on multiple guys on the perimeter. So I think adding somebody in the draft who can, you know, give them some size on the perimeter is key, and probably maybe adding a big man, somebody who can fit a little better next to Zion and maybe stretch the floor a little bit. I think that'll help as well. But the number one thing for me is just getting some more size on the perimeter, you know, in that wing spot.
So, Will, now you get to play general manager here, 13th pick. You know who's been picked ahead of time in our mock draft. If it plays out the way it's played out here, where do the Pelicans go?
Yeah, the draft order was a little heartbreaking for me because two of my favorite guys in this draft are Sadiq Bey and Devin Vassell. And they are the two picks that went right before New Orleans here in this order we've got right now. So I think with the way the draft played out, I think with the 13th pick, I would have to go with Aaron Naismith out of Vanderbilt. I think he's a guy who I really like in this draft. Maybe the best shooter in this draft. Had some incredible numbers last year from the three-point line before getting hurt and missing the rest of the season. I think he's a guy with size, like I said, who can play on the perimeter. I think he's a modern three-point shooter we see in today's NBA, a guy who can run off screens, who can be a screener and get himself open. He's not a guy who's just going to stand in the corner. He's going to be moving around all the time, and defenses have to pay attention to him. I think we've seen guys like Duncan Robinson or J.J. Redick, so many of these guys starting to come up more and more and have success in the league, and I think Aaron Naismith can be that same kind of guy. So I feel pretty good about landing Naismith there, and also he has a great relationship, obviously, with his former coach, Jerry Stackhouse, who's a mentor to Brandon Ingram, one of the stars in New Orleans. So I think there's going to be a connection there as well.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a really good guy, good work ethic, and you can never have enough shooting. Never. Always, you know, the whole idea is to get the ball in the basket, and Aaron Naismith can do that out of Vanderbilt, as you mentioned, 6'6", 213 pounds. It's Will Guillory at The Athletic. Will, what is your Twitter handle if people want to follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me at Will Guillory. That's G-U-I-L-L-O-R-Y, and I'll find out my work at TheAthletic.com, and we've got a lot of fun stuff coming up with this draft and free agency, so yeah, go ahead and check us out.
Yep, I urge people to go to The Athletic and get to the Pelicans page and find Will Guillory and all of his pros. Thank you so much, sir, for helping us out on Warriors Radio. That's Will Guillory of The Athletic picking for the Pelicans, and they have gone with a shooter. We're down to our final pick in our 2020 NBA mock draft, and that means the Boston Celtics, who have the final pick in the lottery, they're on the clock.